The new McCrispy. It's the next big thing.
Try today at Macca's. Available after 10:30 a.m.
Jess and Ducko.
This is the Jess and Ducko podcast.
Welcome, everyone.
Hello and happy Thursday. What a wonderful program ahead for you.
Still really annoying me, two things, that we don't have a way to start the show properly with, like, our catchphrase, which comes into my second thing, is we don't have a name for our listeners.
I know. Our boss, Jason.
Jonathan.
He, because we, Ducko, you and I early days were like, let's just pick something and we'll run with it.
Yeah.
Like, how do you get something started? You bloody pick it and you run. Like starting a company.
Yeah.
We'll pick a name, we'll trademark it, and we will go
we'll
for
it. Just do it.
But Jason says, no, it's got to come naturally. And nothing's quite sticking to the wall.
Nothing. Except for, so far, the best has been Leakers. Or Pool Pears. Pool Pears has really, that's one caller rang in and said, hey, Pool Pears. Which is great.
For 33 shows, I think you and I have gotten along sublimely. Are we about to have our first punch on?
But Pool Pears is funny because it's like,
though,
we don't all pee in the pool. That's the joke.
I don't want to talk about it anymore. It's not.
What
I
do you got, though?
Like,
you don't
it.
Have any better suggestions.
No. This is unlike when you say, what do you want for dinner? I don't feel like that. This isn't that.
It kind of is. That's where we're going.
No. I like stand-up paddleboarders, which is one of the early ones.
It's too long.
Fine. I liked the Cagies as well when we talked about the
Cagies is good.
I liked that. I don't like Leakers.
Yeah.
Stop trying to make it happen. It's not going to happen.
It comes up more often than we think, though. It came up naturally
today.
Didn't you say it today?
If you hated it, I would have dropped it by now.
I'm not going to drop it until we find something better.
Please, I'm begging you. Because your mind is now not open to anything else.
It is open. It is open. I'm ready. But I'm just not hearing any. Nothing's coming my way. I'm trying to come up with ideas, bring them in.
If you hated this as much as I hate it, I would respect you and stop.
Well, that's
so please respect me.
No, that's not how it's going to work.
Yes!
It's not coming up.
I don't like it. It's
not going to
happen.
I don't care if you don't like it.
Whoa, am I not half of this?
Yeah, but like...
That wasn't a good argument. It hurts my feelings.
That's why your feelings get offended when I painted you and I can't paint good.
No, it didn't. It was just very funny that that's what you thought I looked like.
Well, we need to come up with something.
We will. But it's not going to be that. So please drop it.
What, Leakers?
Please.
Pool Pears. Is it actually irking you now? I can't tell.
I just don't like it. So I don't.
What? Which one don't you like?
Both of them.
Really?
Yes.
Which one do you prefer?
Yeah, which one do you prefer?
No, neither Shy Guy.
Why not?
Neither.
Is this getting to you?
No, you know what's getting me? Your insistence on not dropping it. Please.
Ooh.
Stop.
But now everything in me doesn't want me to stop.
If you didn't like my suggestion as much as I am sharing I don't like this, I would have stopped by now. Mm. So please.
But it makes boring radio.
We can find something that we both love and are proud of.
What about the inverted nipples?
It doesn't really click.
That's my thing. Again, it's not hitting the wall. It's not sticking
I
for
worry
me.
We might not find anything.
It's got to be memorable.
It's been 30...
But it's also going to be easy to say. Mm. Like,
yes,
that's
agreed.
Why it's going to be like one word is kind of fun and easy to say.
Yep, absolutely. There are other words. We will find it. I know we'll get to it. I believe in us.
No, bad ideas are bad idea. I'm feeling
there are definitely bad ideas. There are definitely bad ideas. We've been in this game long enough. There are bad ideas.
Okay, all right.
We will get there, though. We'll get there.
I don't know if we will.
I think we will if we keep our minds and hearts open.
It's hard because now I'm just saying, when I'm like, oh, I really love the listeners. I'm calling them listeners. And it just feels,
as am I. Yeah,
it feels
I know.
Rude. It feels
you know what
mean.
I don't mind you say a lot? Big, beautiful people.
Yeah.
But I know that might be too long.
Yeah.
Big, beautiful people.
The BBPs. I like horn dogs.
I don't hate...
Horn dogs is good.
Horn dogs
I thought
was
funny. Great,
we both liked that.
But then you Googled it.
Yeah, but
and then it felt weird because we had an eight-year-old on the show that day. So then that... I guess we don't have to call them...
We didn't have
the
to
kid
say
horn dogs.
Children horn dogs.
You could just call them HDs.
Yeah.
See, I like the acronym.
The high definition.
Yes. The high distinctions.
It means something else for kids.
I also like when there are maybe multitudes.
Yes.
Of what it could be. We know what it is.
Yeah,
but like
yeah,
HD,
but it can branch
off. We know
off.
It's horn dogs.
Correct.
But you know what I mean?
I think that's fun.
See, I like that too.
Okay. So we just, I mean, it was our boss who actually said no to horn dogs. Remember that day we
You're
did it heaps?
Right.
And he's like, you guys said it way too much today. And we're like, did
but
we?
But the issue is, we are looking for something to say heaps.
That's what we're,
so
that's what we're going
to
call
people. We need to ignore that part.
See, because horn dogs to me reminds me of a corn dog, which is like a corn on the cob or a Dagwood dog. That's
100%.
Where I'm going.
And it reminds me of going to a festival, which is always fun.
Yes.
Show bags and good times.
Yep.
See, Doesn't it feel better when we all kind of think we're on the same page?
It's lighter.
It's
lighter in the room.
I'm sorry to have made it heavy, but I had to put my serious pants on. HD. Okay. See, I like HD.
Okay. We could maybe get that off the ground.
So what do we have? Oh, do you not like it? No, as I said, I want us to all feel good about it.
Did we put a question box on Instagram?
We haven't done that
No,
yet.
We haven't done that.
Maybe we need to do that and see what the people think.
Sure, because that is a good way. If
see
it comes
what the
from
TBC Horn Dogs thing.
The to be confirmed, of course. See, I like Horn Dogs.
Yeah, Horn Dogs is good.
I like HDs.
The Big Beautiful People.
I like BBPs.
Because then you're not offending them because you're saying people, you see.
So, you're absolutely right.
Unless we're talking to aliens.
It's very 2024. So very woke of you.
Unless we're talking to the fairies.
I like BBPs.
All the horny fairies out there.
The horny fairies. The HFs. That doesn't really roll off the tongue, does it?
No. Okay. Look, hey, it's a work. See,
it
you
is.
Can see. It's a work in progress.
So what do you want to put it on socials? Do we ask for?
Is now the time to do that, though? Or do we need to wait a little bit more?
Oh, why do we need to wait more?
I don't know. Well, you know, our boss said let's give it a couple of months before we... You know,
it's been a couple of months. We started in January. It's now March.
33 yeah. shows. It's...
33.
It's been a while.
It's
been a hot minute. Also, like, do we need another option to go, do you want Horn Dogs or...
No,
so this is the question.
Confused.
Are we putting the? Are we asking the people just blanket, or are we giving them options to vote? That's two different.
Well, I think maybe we put it out there, see what they come back with.
All and right, then give
we them
a.
We are struggling.
Yeah, okay. We are struggling. Help us, like and let's just see
thing.
What feel. Huh?
It's turned into an.
Hey, what happened to our tampon?
Yeah, have we sent an email?
There's an email.
Oh, to who?
No. It's,
HR
it's,
or something?
It's, no. Uh-oh. No. It can happen. It's just a process.
Jeez, that sounded confident.
Everything's a process.
We don't have much of a team right now to help make this thing happen. That's the deal.
Is this become a Seek ad? Hello, if you would like to work
at... Do you want to work with us?
At Hit Breakfast.
You can help us. You can help
your
us
first
out.
Assignment.
Your first assignment? Tampons.
Branded tamps.
What's your experience with the tampon game?
Yes.
Yeah.
Okay.
Anyway, there's a few things on the burner.
If you've heard this whole chat, this 7 minutes has just been chaotic.
It has been chaotic. And you know what? I think it's a good indictment. Yep. It's a good run-up to the chaotic show we had.
We're working it out. And we're the first to admit we're never always right.
No, not at all. This is a very subjective medium.
Usually. So our boss isn't always right.
Yeah. What about the nude cruisers?
Nudists? The nudists. Again,
kind of
I'm getting the horn dog
kids one.
Kids,
it's the kids one. We do.
Kids.
We do have a lot
us.
Of kids that listen. Yeah,
kids.
And we can't call kids nudists.
No. Can we call? You know what we should do? Let's ask parents. Is it? I don't know. It's weird. Like
can we call
your
kid a horn dog?
Is horn dog weird?
I mean,
if the 8-year-old Liliana calls this program, is it weird? I don't know.
But if Liliana's, let's just say, listens to the show on the way to school,
yeah,
she's technically a horn dog. And she would know.
See, that felt weird. Didn't that feel weird when he said that?
It felt weird going out of my mouth.
Because he went, horn dog.
Yeah, I think that was just
but she would know that because she knows that everyone else gets called that. So she knows what she's in for.
See, this is the issue. I don't want something that we have to justify.
It feels like half a step forward, 15 back, doesn't
Couldn't
it?
Couldn't agree more.
Every time we bring this topic up.
I reckon
up.
BBPs is currently at the top.
Yeah.
The big, beautiful people. Because it's just naturally something
big
you say.
It is
it rolls
natural.
Off the tongue.
You want your big, beautiful people.
It's really
but
inclusive.
I'm just trying to think, if you're saying, oh, geez, all the big, beautiful people have gotten involved, then we're saying big, are we calling people fat?
Yeah,
oh, geez.
So you can't
yeah,
win.
And how do you work it in? So on 13, 10, 60, we want to hear from you big, beautiful people.
Yeah, and then BBPs is, yeah.
It's almost, yeah.
Back to where we began.
Back to the drawing board. We need that smart whiteboard, please.
I don't think it's going to happen. You can't conquer everything, Jess.
No, we can't conquer anything.
It's an in-joke.
Jess and Ducko.
You know when you're doing your research of an evening, babe, perhaps in the morning, you're reading the papers. What's going on in the world?
Yeah.
What do I need to bring to the program? When was the last time you read a headline that made you physically go,
oh, geez, it'd be a while.
Because I've got one for you.
What have you got?
This was reported in the Sydney Morning Herald this morning. It's a story from yesterday down in Sydney. Okay. Woman freed. You think, oh, that's good. But where was she trapped? After being trapped.
Yes.
In a meat grinder.
No.
In southwest Sydney. Not that kind of grinder.
That's the angle grinder I use on my lawn.
A meat grinder. Do you have anything more meaty?
Don't. That's, sorry, this is. So she's doing her thing.
She's doing her thing.
That's her singing in the background before she gets
hurt. She was singing and she didn't even realise what was happening, so the song continued. Exactly, the first part of that. At 1 p.m., New South Wales ambulance paramedics raced to a business in Liverpool after reports a woman had become trapped in a meat grinding machine. Now, obviously, it's not important about what she was doing. It's obviously horrific. I can only assume she's an employee of a business. I doubt she was just walking past a meat grinder and got trapped in there. Woman in her 40s had her arm stuck in the machine. A meat grinder, Ducko. How does that happen? Firefighters used specialist cutting equipment, I'm guessing the jaws of life, to get her out of there. Disentangled the patient. So clearly, if you've never seen a meat grinder, I mean, you can watch Chicken Run. That obviously where they try and make the...
I don't want to be a pie, I don't like gravy.
The pie machine, I think, has a meat grinding component.
It does. I'm just Googling meat grinders just to get my head around the image again.
Yes.
How did she get stuck in that?
Like, that's a great question.
It's very, you know.
You've got to be paying attention when you're working any sort of machinery, but I would say arguably meat grinder would be at the top of that list.
Because it has like a handle that you spin and you put the meat on the top of that and
like
that grinds
crank?
It down. Yeah, like a
yes.
crank. And you crank that and it comes out, looks like mince. So you have to put your hand in. One hand's going to be spinning while the other hand's in there.
What has happened?
Unless she's just chucking the meat in the top and then it slipped and grabbed her finger and then sucked her all the way
perhaps
in.
Perhaps a bit of fabric.
There she is.
Perhaps a bit of fabric or something.
Oh.
Sydney Morning Herald report, it is not yet known how the woman's arm became trapped, but I would say how is irrelevant.
Yeah.
They, speaking of bystanders out the front of the shop, the paramedics comforting several distressed women nearby. I'm distressed just reading that headline.
Have you ever had any, I mean, 13, 10, 6, have you had any kitchen injuries? Like, I remember I used to go through that phase where I'd chuck my big kitchen knives in the air and try and catch them again, and then I slice my thumb. It's a classic dude thing. When you can flick a knife properly and catch it again, it's one of the great moments.
You'd seen a TV show, you're watching a cooking show.
I could do it with my old knives, and I got these new knives way sharper, and the balance was...
Are you joking?
Yeah, it got me. I sliced myself pretty bad.
You are left-handed, sir.
Yeah.
You shouldn't be chucking knives. The only thing I can think of, it is obviously knife-related as well. Did you ever see that hack to get the pitch out of an avocado?
Oh, yep.
You smack it with a knife, like you bang.
That's how I
boom,
do it, yeah.
And it almost embeds a little bit, so you can
twist.
Do a little twist.
Yep.
Comes out cleanly.
Yeah.
Not good when your knife isn't sharp enough, so it just sort of deflects off the pit. Cut into my, into my palm.
Like in your palm, yeah.
I had to call mummy. Obviously, I was living at home at the time.
Oh,
she raced home from work.
Yeah.
And I was holding my arm up thinking I should let the blood run down my arm so hopefully it doesn't escape my body too much. Trying to use
Gary. Going everywhere.
Horrific. But I would argue both of our injuries pale in comparison to the singing meat grinder lady.
Is she okay, though?
Serious injuries to her arm, but stable condition.
She's all good. Glad we did this chat.
I'm glad too.
This is Jess and Ducko. Right now, it's Jess and Ducko.
Do you have the Find My iPhone app? Or like Find My Phone?
I didn't think I did. And my husband was like, no, I think you do. And I was like, I don't know how it works. I reckon I installed it ages ago, but I've never had to use it.
Well, you can do sometimes what you can do in your messages. You share with your contacts where you are, some of your close contacts. They can, like, for example, for my wife, I can always see where she is. She can see where I am.
Okay, so if I'm going for a bush walk and I'm a little bit nervous,
yep.
I'll just send.
I can look and go, Jess last entered the bush there. Oh, well, that's the end of that.
That's
and, then, and then, you know.
Farley.
Good luck. So, yeah, you can share it with a few people.
Yeah, okay.
Well, this poor lady, she got interrupted by the SWAT team over in America. She was in Denver.
Sorry, interrupted by the SWAT team.
Yes. Her name is Ruby Johnson. She's a 78-year-old. She's lived in this house for 40 years.
Ruby's just going about her business.
She's just living her life. In fact, Ruby was having a shower when she heard a knock on the door. And she's like, what's going on out there? She opens the door to see the SWAT team with military gear carrying rifles. They had canine dogs. And they were out like with a megaphone. Like, they were genuinely out the front being like...
We need to come in. We need to come in. Ma'am, get down right now.
Come out with your hands up. Is Ruby Johnson a drug lord or something?
Well, she is just a normal nan. You know what I mean? She's doing her thing. Her granddaughter was also there. Like, what is going on?
She received, she's babysitting the granddaughter.
She received no explanation. Her ceiling was broken by members of the police when they went up to look for her attic. Alongside, how's this, her prize collectible doll figurine. It had its head broken off. And you can't replace those.
The SWAT were looking in every nook and cranny.
They were going for everything.
What's in this? Porcelain dolls are so creepy.
Oh, they're so creepy. Remember when I broke my grandma's porcelain doll at Christmas that time?
That's right. You were playing with it.
Absolutely ruined Christmas. Mm-hmm. Had to pay like $500. Anyway, they ruined her day. They broke her walls.
What did she do wrong? I don't understand why the SWAT were there.
The search took hours, okay?
Yes.
When all of a sudden, the police realize they've got the wrong place because the Find My Phone app they were using to trace this criminal that they must have had from the suspect, etc., was the wrong house. The phone had stuffed up. It was actually next door.
Hang on. So the criminals, they've hacked into the Find My Phone of the criminal, but it's pinged Ruby's address.
Well, I like to think that maybe the Find My Phone was not specific enough. It was next door, but it was just showing that
it
area.
It just did that grey blob.
Yeah, that
like,
blob.
It's in this vicinity.
And they've charged Christy's house. Oh. There she is in her shower.
Who's
She's
Christy?
Had a shower.
Ruby.
Ruby, sorry. I'm so bad with names. It's just unbelievable. It is unbelievable.
Christy's the criminal.
Sorry.
Yeah.
I think Christy's the, and it doesn't matter who Christy is. Ruby's the grandma. And she doesn't even have an iPhone. Doesn't
she's
even
still
have an iPhone.
Working with the bloody.
She had to move out of the house now because she says she's getting night traumas and stuff like that.
Oh, no.
It turns out the neighbor who was next door, who was actually a person, got away because
that was the criminal.
Yep.
Because you've got every SWAT person ripping apart Nan's house.
And she was out in the street in her towel. They didn't give her any explanation. So next time, you know, you do go with your find your iPhone on and you go into
careful.
The park. I don't know which park it'll be. You
yeah, because it's not accurate enough.
It's not accurate enough.
Oh, come on, Zuckerberg. Is this his problem? Fix it. Make
it
better.
Well, she won $40 million.
Hang on a minute.
Yeah, well, she
That's
did.
Not bad.
But that was from the police, though, for coming in and doing that.
Yeah, you can
stuff.
Break me porcelain doll if I get $40 million.
Yeah,
no
that's
worries.
All right.
This is Jess and Ducko.
Where have you been nude? Now, this could be maybe you're a nudist. I personally
would love to talk to a nudist, Ducko.
Yes, because that's what we're unpacking right now.
Yes.
A man who went on a 2,000-person nude cruise.
Okay, and he identifies as a nudist.
Correct. An experienced, seasoned nudist, he calls himself.
Oh, I love this. He's like, I'm not packing anything.
Doesn't have his name, though. He's left that one out.
Oh, but why anonymous?
It does have his age. So him and his 61-year-old wife, they were 61, they went on this nude cruise.
I love it. I can't wait to get to the age where I don't give a crap anymore.
Just let it all hang out.
Yes.
Let gravity do its thing.
Yes.
Now, how old do you think people are on a nude cruise?
Like, well, you've said he's in his 60s. I would have said cruises in general, it's the grey army.
Yeah.
So you're looking at 55 plus.
Bingo.
You're looking at the retired community.
50s to 70s was the average age.
Oh, you're telling me if I'm 82, I wasn't allowed? Oh, just the average
just
age.
Just sort of average. Oh, you could
Carnival
go if you're 82.
Carnival Cruises wasn't saying, no, you're 85, you can't come.
No.
Gotcha.
How good's this, though? It's a Texas-based travel company called Bare Necessities. They need a pay rise. That's fantastic.
Is it the bare necessities, the simple bare necessities?
I wonder if they play that song on the cruise.
I would hope so. A guy walking around as Baloo.
Now, anyway, this guy reckons he's a very experienced nudist. He said this was, and I want to quote, not a swinger cruise or a sex-positive environment. This was just a lot of nudist experiences who were just free and ready to go.
I love that they had to make that clear.
Yep.
I love that maybe they all got a pamphlet upon boarding.
Yes.
This is not about sexy time. This is about just living our best naked lives.
100%. Mm-hmm. He said the captain would make an announcement every day when you're allowed to get...
I assume the captain also nude. The
captain's nude. But he makes an announcement every day. So he'll come on the PA and go, all right, guys, you can declothe. And then everyone gets excited and takes their clothes off because you have to wear clothes in certain restaurants and, of course, the dining area, the main communal dining. They're not
Wait
pigs.
A minute. On the boat?
Yeah.
No.
Yeah.
I've booked to come on
you
a
nude... You want nude all the time.
I'm eating my ramen. Nude.
He said some of the ladies wore see-through things when they were in the dining area.
Oh, they wore like a mesh
netted
situation.
But I think a hygiene thing they had to wear, they had to be clothed.
I'm not going
to
do a... piss in the soup. What do you mean hygiene?
I don't know. Sitting on the leather seats eating your ramen. I'm not sure. I'm not a nudist.
Just wipe it down. I thought COVID made us all very, you know, we've got the
sanitizer
wipes.
Well, he did say, because it was a Reddit thread and people were asking all these questions. He said to get away with hygiene, they'd all have to carry towels around. So whenever they go sit on things, they have to sit on the towel.
So your juices don't get...
Well, I was going to say bare bum, but yeah, sure, let's go with juices. He also
hey, at
said,
that age, Dal, leakage.
Yeah. Oh, the leakers.
I get...
Catching on.
Do not make me.
He also said that when they go into a port, the same happens. The captain comes on the mic and goes, all right, everyone, put your clothes back on right now.
Oh, they're pulling into Trinidad and Tobago.
Yeah.
They, oh,
it was actually around Mexico. So like,
okay,
guys, we're coming to Mexico. Put your clothes back on.
We're
and all the
80-year-olds
are running around.
Yeah. Because I get, well, that's the issue, Ducko. Like, when you get to a port, that's fine. Guadalajara doesn't have the nude policy.
No.
But on the boat, I should be free and easy.
Let it to go. Ready to go. He said it was heaps of fun. How's this so? Someone asked how attractive they were. He said 20% of people on the nude cruise were attractive, 20 are average, and 60% were unattractive. Ooh.
I mean,
ouch.
Pot kettle black, sir. Yeah. You're remaining anonymous. I see why now.
Yeah, you, Brad Pitt, you and your wife. He said clothes, obviously, right in the main dining room. However, when they got off the ship, they had to wear clothes, but they normally went to nude beaches when they got off so they could take their clothes back off again when they got off.
Oh, I love this so much.
He just said it was a great experience. They had great weather and a great opportunity with a great bunch of like-minded people.
Any word on the camera policy, Ducko, or social media policy on the nude cruise?
He said that...
Because you know I'm addicted to the gram.
He said that you could have your phones out.
Yeah.
But no one did.
Okay, everyone was very respectful.
Yeah. 13106, you're asking, where have you been? Naked? Are you nudist? We go to Kelly. Good morning, Kelly.
How are you?
Good, thank you, Kelly. Where have you been nude?
Right. Well, I have irritable bowel syndrome.
Welcome, Kelly. So, good to have you on.
I went through a stage. It comes and goes. And I was at Big W with a 2 and a 3-year-old, my two little boys.
Mm-hmm.
And I pooed myself and I was dripping down my leg and everything. So I've got like a shopping bag in front of me and trying to hide myself and get out of the marketplace. And my boys are going, Mum, what's that smell? And I'm like, oh my God. And I get to the car and I'm thinking, I don't want to hop in the car because then I have to clean it all. So I sort of stripped off my clothes and put it in a shopping bag. And then I sat on my T-shirt and then I drove home and then I had to do a dash from out the front yard into the house with my two boys still wondering what the hell was
going on. Why Mum's naked in the car smelling like feces?
Yeah. And then I had to, rush in, jump in the shower, and these two kids didn't have any of it. And I've actually done that plenty of times where I've had to ring my husband and say, can you make sure now the teenage kids are in their rooms because I need to do a dash to
I've
the
got a
shower.
Poonami coming on.
So, Kelly, when we were telling that story about the nude cruise, you didn't connect with the nude part. You connected with the leak part.
Yeah. But I've had to, I've even once, this is really embarrassing, I was going to pick something up that I bought off of like a buy, swap and sell. And I've left work and I've headed out there and the same thing's happened in the car. I've just, poo's just gone everywhere. And I wasn't thinking, because you don't, and I've pulled up and I've hopped out of the car and I'm flicking it everywhere and I look up and there's like a football training oval going and there's people everywhere and I've just gone, oh, you've got to be kidding me. Jeez. And then I had to make up some lame excuse why I couldn't come and pick it up because I was running late for work or something and then go home. And then run nude into the house to have a shower.
Jeez,
Kelly's got her bum out more than not.
It was not what I was expecting. Neither, asking if you've been a nudist or a nude beach.
Neither was I.
Kelly's
it's just not a choice.
That's a lot to deal with, Kelly.
It's not a choice, you know.
You've come to the right program.
The volcano erupted, normally in Big W in public places.
Wow,
there you go.
If you've had a bad morning...
Just think you're not Kelly.
You're not Kelly. Thank you, Kelly.
Jess and Ducko.
Not a sentence I thought I'd say today, but darling producer Shy Guy has a lot in common with someone.
Mm. Who's that?
I wasn't expecting it. It's a Cookie Monster.
Oh, great.
Oh, boy, oh, boy, oh, boy, oh, boy. Cookies! Cookies!
Is it because he's Shy Guy Dips, or he dips his little cookie?
Well, that's right. Not just because they both love a biscuit.
I went into the biscuit aisle yesterday, actually, at Coles, and God, I know a lot about biscuits now, based off you.
Yeah, it's a wonderland.
Yeah,
it's a wonderland.
It's a beautiful
one. We're not going to run out anytime soon. No one worry.
No. But the reason I say why producer Shy Guy and the Cookie Monster have a lot more in common than first meets the eye, not just because of the love of cookies, but because the Cookie Monster took to X, formerly known as Twitter yesterday, Ducko, and the Cookie Monster at Me Cookie Monster tweeted, "Me hate shrinkflation. Me cookies are getting smaller."
Oh my.
The Cookie Monster has noticed they don't make them like they used to. And just yesterday in our segment where Shy Guy has a biscuit, describes it, and someone can win that packet of biscuits, it was Ice Vovos, and he said this at the top.
They're smaller than I thought they would be.
Everything is these days.
Have they gotten smaller?
Shrinkflation, baby.
Hey, man, everything's gotten smaller. It's a thing.
Right. So well, I'm underwhelmed because I honestly thought this was about 30% larger.
Oh, boy, oh boy, oh boy, oh boy.
Mm. You and the Cookie Monster, babe.
Yeah, just we're on the same wavelength.
Speaking the truth.
He's not right. He's not wrong though. Like they were smaller, significantly smaller. The Ice Vovos, everything's getting smaller.
Mate, the White House has responded to the Cookie Monster's tweet.
What's
and does that mean Joe Biden?
Is how sleepy Joe?
I don't know.
Brock and I think it's a rape.
Huh?
For people that bad at Kevin.
What'd you say?
It's at White House. Is this the official one? Oh, they got a dick. It says C is for consumers getting ripped off.
What does C mean?
C, you know, in Sesame Street, they'll say A is for Apple.
Yeah.
C is for Cookie.
Oh, yeah. So it's been
C
a while.
C is for consumers.
Come on, mate.
It's President.
You're not familiar? No.
Jess and Ducko.
131060, what would you take in an emergency? So, Morgan's grandma, known as Grammy, now they live in Ararat, which is rural Victoria near Ballarat.
Mm-hmm.
Very rural. There was all those fires down there recently. Fine now, the house is fine, everything's okay. So we can talk about it.
Mm-hmm.
But when we spoke to them last week to say, hey, how you going? Is everything all good? She revealed what they took. Because I was like, I was thinking like, if that was you and your house is potentially about to burn down and you're going to lose everything, aside from taking the kid and the dog,
obviously.
And, you know what I mean? Maybe Nan, if she's still in the front room, whatever. From taking all
in
those
the granny
things,
flat.
Obviously.
You got to check the granny flat.
What's the weird thing you take? And I said to her, like, what did you take? And without even hesitation, she said the funniest thing. Now, to give you an indication of Grammy, Grammy's pretty old school. Like when Morgan, whenever we're around or she's over for Christmas, she gets angry at Morgan for putting the pegs on the clothes on the line the wrong way because it's going to leave peg marks on the clothes.
I love it. Grammy is ironing the underwear.
Absolutely.
She is old school.
She will get angry if I do any of the cooking or cleaning. Like she is like...
She's one of those Grammys.
Oh, yeah.
Hang
old
on, is she
school.
Telling Morgan off because Ducko's lifted a finger?
Correct. And it's like, don't let Ducko... I love it. I feed into it so
you've,
hard.
You've I'm painted like, a picture I'm like, here
I'm
of
like,
Grammy.
Grammy, look at the peg marks Morgan's left on my shirt.
No.
And Morgan fires up so much.
Of course she would.
Anyway, when I asked her what she took, like, why would you take? She said, well, of course I took my slow cooker.
A woman after your own heart, Ducko.
I was like,
you mentioned your slow cooker era.
But then when I realized she gifted me my slow cooker that I've been using weekly, I'm like, the slow cooker is the best thing invented. You just chuck it all in and leave it on for a few hours. It smells great and it's done.
Grammy's thinking, if I lose the house, at least I can cook myself a delicious dinner.
A beautiful meal.
Wherever I end up. Grammy live on her own?
No, she lives with Bart, her husband.
Bart, do we know what? Did Bart
Kathy
grab something?
And Bart.
Did Bart grab the
Bart
lamb
would have been
rump
flat just getting out of there in time. You know what I mean? She would have been yelling at him, whipping him out the door.
I've got the slow cooker. Don't worry.
The slow cooker.
That is sensational, and it's so funny you say this, Ducko, because I just lost a kitchen appliance. I made my husband take it apart because I could tell it was getting a bit moldy and weird. Like we're not cleaning it. I'm not a good washer upper. Anyway, it was getting a bit moldy, so I was like, "Can you take it apart but put it back together? Obviously, let's give it a good clean." But he hasn't been able to put it back together. There's a spring left out, and we're like, oh no. But this is what I would have said if we hadn't just destroyed it. The salad spinner.
I am
obsessed with the salad spinner.
I haven't used one in years.
And when we broke it, well, we couldn't fix it, put it back together, I genuinely was so distressed and went out straight away to buy a new one just from Big Dub. I love
you
that
live for the salad spinner.
So yes, obviously, beyond the kid and the dog,
and Gran
and the husband, and Gran, I have an affinity with that salad spinner.
Yep,
I love it. I would have grabbed it.
Shaga, what would you take in emergency? I'd like to see yours.
Oh yeah, this will tell us a bit about
probably a phone charger.
That's pretty practical.
Something's practical.
Yeah, I could see that.
Yeah, everything else can just burn.
Babs, okay, that's grim. Babs, what would you take?
I really love the bedding on my bed, so I feel like I would just strip it off and
take it out.
Mate, you would hate for that fitted sheet to get snagged, though.
Yeah,
sometimes that's
like,
a little...
Just like the doona, the pillows, the whole shebang, I just feel like it would need to come with me.
It's hard to
You'd
find a
slow
good pillow,
out the door, Babs, if it was really on
Ducko,
fire.
Ducko, we've heard Grams, and I know you love your slow cooker, yours as well.
I would take my massage gun, my Theragun. I've got my hand Theragun, where it gets in my shoulder and stuff.
It'd be a stressful time if you had to flee.
I'd be out the front watching my house burn down, just massaging my traps. Oh, God. 131060 course. What would you take in an emergency if your house is burning down? We've got those pink tickets up for grabs well for Call of Fame. We'll do it next.
Jess and Ducko. This is Jess and Ducko.
131060 are asking, what would you take in an emergency?
That's right. I'd love to hear it from a grandma who had to evacuate, Ducko, because it's really quite telling.
Yep. My grandma-in-law, I guess. That's what it is.
I guess.
Grand-in-law, Morgan's grandma, had to evacuate recently. All is fine there in Ararat, rural Victoria, left. But before she left the house, she made sure she took her slow cooker.
She made sure husband Bart was out the door.
Oh, yeah, Bart was gone.
And she went,
turn your hearing aids up, Bart, she
do
says.
Do you know, Ducko, yeah, in that moment where she had to evacuate, if she had a
something going on,
something going on, some sort of lamb stew.
I hope so.
And she went, well, I'm not losing that. I've spent 6 hours on this thing.
This thing's, I've got an hour and a half till it's ready to go. She went outside, where can I plug this in?
I love it. I get it. When you find a good, my mandolin, very nice.
Oh, yeah.
I've gone straight to the kitchen appliances.
You have.
Even though they're very widely accessible, I think you get a real, real feel for it. You go, I love this thing.
You had a joy
for it.
Makes
my life easier.
I said mine would be my Theragun, little massage gun.
Little massage gun. It'd be a stressful time. A massage gun might be nice.
It'd be very nice.
Karen on 131060. Obviously, Karen, once you know that, you know, the partner, the children, the pets are safe, what are you taking in an emergency?
I'm taking the air fryer.
I was waiting for one of these and it's first cab off the rank.
What can't you do with an air fryer?
Yeah. I don't have an air fryer, Karen. I'm looking into getting one.
Oh, my God. You don't know what you're missing out on.
Yeah.
Not only does it cook your food so fast, I've had days where, you know, the washing's just finished, but the bra and undies aren't dry yet. So you just put them in the air fryer. They dry in a couple
Shut
of seconds.
Up. No, you Karen don't,
is
Karen.
Warming up her undies on a chilly morning. That'd be so
what?
Lovely.
You put your undies in the air fryer?
Yeah, they dry straight away. I don't have a dryer.
Karen, this is amazing.
Feels weird with food and the undies in there, but, you know.
You give it a good rinse.
Yeah, give it a wash.
Karen,
different times, obviously. Yeah. You don't cook them together.
Yeah, you don't have your undies
different times, Ducko.
Yes.
Karen, they are the bulkiest kitchen appliance, though. My God, you'd have your bloody arms full. They're big. They're big.
Be heavy.
Heavy.
Oh, these muscles can grab it because I know what it can do for me at the other end.
See, that's it.
I love that.
Beautiful,
for Karen.
Karen. Spot on. We go to Mel on 131060. Mel, what would you take in an emergency?
Hey, we recently got evacuated and, you know, we got our dogs and a cat with a bad attitude and, and birds out.
Yes.
Yes.
In-laws that live behind us, they got out, but Mum decided to take a fruitcake.
Out of all the cakes, I hate fruitcake so much. But she's
taken it was left over from Christmas.
Oh, hang on. She hadn't even just baked it or something. It was left over.
I would say so, yeah.
Oh, no, but Mel, you see, she's gone. Everyone's going to be stressed.
It's because she's made it,
People
too.
People are going to be hungry.
I know Mel and the kids love me fruitcake. I'll just bring it.
Bring the fruit.
And she rolls out with it. Nothing would infuriate you more, Mel, than seeing the in-law like that with the fruitcake outside.
Yeah, no, it wasn't. Yeah, I could have thought of a lot of other things to bring.
Yeah. Mel's worried about the pets and the animals.
Yeah, the house going up.
The mother-in-law's got back in.
Would anyone like a slice of my fruitcake? I know how you love it.
Oh, my God, that's great. Thank you, Mel and Katie on 131060. Obviously, once, you know, the pets and the kids and the partner are all good, what are you saving in an emergency?
I'm taking my beetroot, man.
Wait, what?
Sorry.
You can't get it in the shops.
You're right. We are having a national beetroot shortage.
How often are you having beetroot?
I love my beetroot.
Are you having it every meal or are you just...
Look, I at least have it 3 times a week, but I'm also taking my drink bottle because my drink bottle comes everywhere.
Oh, that's right.
We've got Frank Green, we've got a Yeti. What are we talking?
Yeah.
Oh, I got a Frank Green.
Yeah.
She's got a Frank Green, the emotional support water bottle. Katie, now I have got a large tin of beetroot in my pantry.
You're a millionaire.
From a Bucks party 2 years ago.
That's not a sentence I've ever heard.
It's weird. I was doing burgers for
We
the
go
Bucks.
To different kind of Bucks, I think.
I needed to make sure the boys were fed. We were doing burgers and I bought tins of beetroot. No one had the beetroot. Katie,
I wonder why.
If I can work out how to do it, I'd love to send you this tin of beetroot because you clearly...
You love the beetroot.
You're serious about beetroot. Go talk to Babs. We'll get your address.
We can send it out like a prize.
Oh, you're the best.
We're going to send you a tin of beetroot because it's just sitting collecting dust.
Would that make your day? We're not going to see Justin Timberlake in New York, but you're getting beetroot, Katie.
Oh, look, can I do both? I'll take my beetroot with me.
Okay.
Yeah, I'm getting greedy.
You're on the standby list.
This is Jess and Ducko.
Time for this.
1 second song game.
It's all in the title. We are going to play 1 second, one tiny little snippet of a song. And producer Shy Guy is going to go up against the legendary music guru that is Pez. Mm-hmm. Good morning.
Good morning, guys. How are we?
Now, Pez.
He's rolled in with a coffee. He's feeling good, baby.
He struts in because he knows he's very good at his music. And week one, I would have said he was unbeatable.
Unbeatable.
I don't know what happened last week, Pez, but you let Shy Guy get on the board.
So how long is this going to take, guys? Sorry, I just... No. I earned that.
He did, and that's one all. And Pez walked in today and goes, oh, this shouldn't take long.
It shouldn't take long. So let's get straight to it, shall we? The overall score, as I said, it's a draw. It's one all.
Yep.
So let's see who gets in the leaderboard today.
Your theme today, team, off the back of the Brit Awards, we're doing British solo artists.
Perfect.
Pezzy's very confident.
Oh, he's pumped.
Shaga, okay. How do you feel about this?
What's the theme again?
British solo artists, okay, so not bands.
Harry Styles have just played, by the way.
Thank you.
Okay, remember, your names are your buzzers. You've got to come in name, title, and artist is what you need.
Pez has got to get to his day job, so let's make this fast.
He's got a meeting soon. All right, here we go. Round one.
Pez.
Perry.
Someone You Love by Lewis Capaldi. Oh, I need
somebody to know. He's on the board. Jeez, I don't even think he got the whole second out.
He's come out. I couldn't even pull the fader down. It was that quick. He's come out with an absolute vengeance.
Shy Guys, your mic on?
Yeah, it's working.
Okay. Oh, not one of these again. You know, Shy Guy needs a good start.
He does. Okay. Here, have a nice Vovo.
Here we go. Round two.
Oh, Shy Guy.
Yes.
That's Your Beautiful James Bond.
Very good.
Oh, see, Pez had it.
I'm not sure. I'm like, Pez just let me have that.
I think
I could see Pez's mind. Just,
it took a moment because I hadn't heard the song for a while. Wow. That's all. We don't really play Mr. Blunt on the stage.
So we've tried to get a bit tricky
here.
We're
not going to serve you up your meal. No. You've got to work for it a little. It's one all, Ducko.
One all. This one should be quick.
Pez.
Perry.
Valerie by Mark Ronson featuring Amy Winehouse.
Valet Amy Winehouse.
Yes.
It's 2-1.
Is it valet or valet?
Valet, I believe. Because I'd always say the same valet. Thing. I'd always go Vale. Valet. Anyway. Okay, here we go. 2-1. Here we go. Stay in the game.
Shy Guy.
What?
It's Drunk Ed Sheeran.
See, we didn't go Shape of You, did we?
Jeez.
No, you went very obscure.
We did.
We've gone the B-side of
did
the
album. Did we
ever
play this one? Pez, you'd know.
Yeah, Drunk. Yeah. It was a single. Yeah, it was a single.
It had its moment.
It's 2-all, boys.
Okay, here we go. This is getting good.
Shy Guy.
Pez.
Ooh, they both know it, but Shy Guy's in first.
Shy Guy. Hold Back the River, James Bay.
Ooh, isn't that Jess? Isn't that one of your favourites?
Song. I
Angus,
love
take
James.
You to a James Bay concert.
That was our first date, Pezzy.
You both knew that,
I want to give you half a point for that, but I can't. You.
Shy Guy has come home with a bloody wet
sail. Shy Guy's on 3. Pezzy, come on, you're on 2.
Okay, here we go.
Good, you're taking it seriously.
Oof, okay. Oh!
What?
Have we stumped them both, Ducko?
So. Do that again. Pez?
Perry.
Is it Goodbye My Lover by James Blunt?
Bang. We put 2 James Blunt songs in there because we thought you'd think they wouldn't come back around.
Ducko, we have got a game.
We've got a game. This is it.
3-all.
And this is the last one.
This is the decider.
You can't write this stuff. You can't write
right.
this stuff.
All right, okay.
Now, I'm prepared.
She's excited.
I'm prepared for this one to go really fast. Okay, you guys both ready?
Your names are your buzzers. British solo artists.
Pez.
Shy Guy.
It was Pez.
It was Faith by George Michael.
Oh!
I knew it for the
He's
record.
Back on top.
And Shy Guy had it too. Oh, wow.
Another valet, I think, is due.
Yes, valet George.
George. Pezzy on 3. Well Shy done, Guy. Pez. I must say, Shy Guy, a valiant effort.
You're coming back strong, man. Mm. We've got ourselves a game here. We've got 2 competitors.
You come second, you may as well come last. Is that what they're saying?
Was that
it? You're done, baby.
I won. Oh, thank God.
Okay. Go to your meeting.
Got a meeting. Got to go.
Until next week.
This is Jess and Ducko.
It's always good to enlighten our beautiful listeners on what they could spend the 10K on.
Oh, I love that. Because you know what, Ducko? I'm a bit... It's your money. It's your prerogative. But I'm a bit sick of, you know...
Hearing the, you know...
Holiday.
Holiday. Same thing. I mean, holidays are great.
Where's that guy who had the macaw...
Yeah.
...and wanted to buy his pet macaw a girlfriend macaw?
That's right. That was great.
That's the creator.
That's what we want.
I love that.
Yeah. Well, how about this? Because obviously, as you know, I'm a huge follower of the Paris Fashion Week. Being French heritage, deep down, I'm like a, you know, tiny percent French.
Being the stylish one of the team, I know your eye always gets drawn to the fashion festivals.
Je m'appelle Style, you know.
Very nice.
Thank you so much. That's my extent of French.
Yep. My name is Style.
Is that what I said?
That's what you said.
Sorry, I blacked out. I was speaking so much French. That was just so funny.
You were transported to Paris.
Oui, oui. Sydney Sweeney's over in the Paris Fashion Week. Now, Sydney Sweeney, she was in White Lotus. She was also in that new rom-com here in Australia.
anyone but you.
Yeah, but they made Aussie look like absolute morons.
Oh, my God. And there was the big controversy because she's engaged, but the chemistry with her co-star, yep. Glenn Powell, had tongues a-wagging.
Then she just hosted SNL and then made a comment about the affair with Glenn.
Yep, yeah. And then he was in the audience.
He was. Great gear. Yeah, bit of funny. Also kind of making it, more weird.
Yeah, totally.
Anyway, she arrived to Paris Fashion Week with what I think is the next fashion trend. I just want to let everyone know about it. Because you could afford one of these if you won $10K with Alpha Bucks.
Okay.
She arrived in a $9,000 pair of undies. And that's it.
What made them $9,000, Ducko?
They're silver and sparkly. They kind of look like, they look like a giant nappy. They just look like a giant nappy.
Is it a full brief?
Yeah, it's a full brief. It looks like, I've worn a nappy before for that thing we did for your gender reveal.
That's right. We did a gender reveal where you were dressed as a big baby.
You know how I wore that? It kind of looks like that.
But, are you joking?
But they've got like silver on them and like dangly
you're right.
bits.
So I guess it's blurring the line between a pant because they're not underneath anything, are they? Like undies usually are.
They're not.
That's on full display. That's $9,000
worth. So literally, that's becoming the trend. It's also winter.
Are they diamond encrusted? I know you said sparkly.
I think
so. Have they got jewels or gems on them?
It does look like it. There's no confirmation in my article here, but she's literally wearing stockings and undies. Like, if this is the next fashion trend.
This is what I always wonder with these Fashion Week things, whether the celebrity in the crowd or even the models on the runway. Is the average person meant to wear that? Is that setting the tone for
who's
the next season
that?
In fashion?
And it's cold in France right now. Like, geez, you would get cold.
Jeez, I've got a close-up here. That's a statement, isn't it?
It is a statement.
So, I mean, she looks fantastic. But yeah. You're right. What's that sort of elasticated waistband?
I don't know. But I love this for concerts and shows.
Oh, my God. It looks like tinsel. It does look like tinsel.
It does look like tinsel. But I do love this for concerts and shows, though, because we know some of the Swifty fans, they were having to wear their own nappies and wet themselves because they didn't want to leave.
Because they refused to go to the bathroom. Babs was one of them. Producer
yeah,
Babs.
She wore a nappy.
To go to the toilet.
Yeah. Oh, my God. No, I did not.
Whereas, hey, be quiet out there. Yes, you did.
Only speak when spoken to, Babs.
She was spoken.
No,
no,
it was about
she was spoken about.
Yeah,
that's
very
different.
Okay,
hey, you two, shut up.
Can everyone stop piping in?
Ducko and I are having a conversation.
We're having a conversation about undies, all right? Anyway, geez, we're going to give them some lessons on cues.
But you're right, Ducko. If you win $10,000 in T-minus, 5 minutes?
Yeah.
You could, what brand are they? I'm zooming in on the label. What does that say?
Mia Mua.
Mew Mew. It's Prada's baby sister.
You
Mew
can
Mew.
Speak French, can't you?
I went for it, didn't I?
You blend in there.
Back yourself in.
Bonjour. Anyway, 13, 10, 60. Let's play Alpha Bucks.
Back
call.
Yourself
speak
in.
To, speak to our old word of
yeah,
self,
you're,
Babs.
You're allowed to speak to Babs now.
Give us a call. We'll play next.
Jess and Ducko. Simple as ABC. Jess and Ducko's 10K Alpha Bucks. Alpha Bucks. On hit.
30 seconds to answer 10 questions, all starting with the same letter. Have to take your first answer, can't use the same answer twice, and if you're unsure of the question and you don't get it, just say pass. We'll come back to you if there's time.
Oh, yeah.
It's that easy. You're playing for 10K. We know that, though, don't we? Bonnie, good morning.
Morning.
Bonnie, we just learnt about Sydney Sweeney's $9,000 Mew Mew underpants she wore to Paris Fashion Week.
Uh-huh.
Would you like to get yourself a pair of those when you win in 30 seconds?
Maybe, maybe not, because me and my mum are looking at doing a down payment on a house, and I feel like...
Yeah, that was probably
I know
important.
It sounds pretty boring, but I'll buy those panties if it gets me a 1,000.
Yeah, okay, fair enough.
Fair enough. It's your money. You do with it what you wish. Now, Bonnie, okay, this is one of the interesting letters, Ducko.
Mm, yes.
The letter you're going to work with, Bonnie, has the potential to get you into trouble. And the issue is if we need to dump you because you use a naughty word, you're disqualified, all right? So you just...
All right.
Don't swear.
Don't swear because the letter is F. F for friends. All
right? F for friendship.
Now, F for friendship.
Now that we've said that said word, not to say it's all you can think of.
Don't. Get it out of your head, but I just need to warn you, okay?
All righty.
All right. You got this. You've got this. Picture that down payment. Your time will start after the first question. Are you ready to go?
Yes.
All right. Let's do it. Your time, as I said, starts after the first question, starting with the letter F. We need you to name a mode of transport.
Pass.
A verb.
Pass.
A type of dog.
Pass.
Something you bake.
Frankfurt.
An instrument.
Flute.
Something you find in the kitchen.
Fork.
A TV character.
Frank and Weenie.
A lead singer in a band.
Frank Sinatra. Damn it.
You had him, but yeah. The time was...
Some good answers there from Bonnie.
The time was something you bake. Frank, can you bake frankfurts? I don't say...
I would say you boil them.
I don't
who am
you
I to judge?
You can bake them in like a pastry, but it's a different word, I think.
I'll give it to you.
What's that? The little like pig in a blanket?
They're called pigs in a blanket, I think.
There it is. We'll give you four.
Thanks.
You got it anyway. It's a moot point, though, because unfortunately you're not going to get that 10K. Motive transport, we were looking for the fairy. A verb, we were looking for fail, fake, faint. A type of dog, the French bulldog, the fox terrier. And everyone after that, you got. So you sort of had a slow start, then you picked yourself back up again.
You really did. Yeah. Well done, Bonnie.
Thank you.
You do get $100 to spend at sanity.com.au, your home of everything entertainment. That is all yours. Enjoy that.
Thank you very much.
Thank you, Bonnie.
Well, thanks for having me, guys.
Hey, it's good to have you on.
Yeah. An absolute pleasure. And you know what, Bonnie? You are on the standby list to see JT in NYC because you're on the air. Well done.
Yes. It'd be good to be in New York, wouldn't it?
That would be good. Spending money, flights on us, bang. That would
be great.
Absolutely. Have a good day, Bonnie. Oh.
Thank you.
Make some frankfurts.
That's right. Yeah. It's in blankets. Yeah. Coming up next, team, more chances to get on that standby list to see JT in NYC. We're going to ask for your stranger interactions.
Jess and Ducko.
I know we're already going to have an issue with this conversation because I know you're not going to back me up. Yeah. 131060. We want to know what's the strangest interaction you've had with a stranger. We know people are weird. But have you ever left an interaction shaking your head like, WTF, why did you feel the need? Because I had this exact thing happen the other day, Ducko. My husband and I were going for an afternoon walk. It was lovely. The sun was setting. It was beautiful. As we're heading up this street, we noticed a bloke mowing his front yard. What a lovely midweek activity, just tidying up his garden.
Getting it done.
Now, he has clocked us. I'm going to say we're at least 6 or 7 houses away from this bloke, but he stops the mower. And I find that so kind. It is such a nice indictment of a person. Or so I thought. He stopped the mower,
so
whether it was
past.
For the dog, for our benefit, or we had the baby with us, whatever it was, he stopped the mower when he saw us. I went, that's a nice bloke.
Yeah.
As we approach... How quickly things turn, Ducko. So he obviously wanted to have a chat because you can see him making the eyes as we get a bit closer. We hit his nature strip and he goes, "Geez, that's a big dog." Now I have a 58-kilo Rhodesian Ridgeback. And initially when he said that's a big dog, I get that at least 4 or 5 times a walk because the Ridgeback is a large breed and people feel the need to comment, whether to my face or as they walk past, I hear them go, "Geez, he's a big dog." Because he is a big dog. He comes up like basically to my hip. He's got a very big neck. He's a big boy.
He's a barrel.
Whether he's overweight is not the point of the conversation.
Baby back, ribs. Chili, baby back.
It's not the point of the conversation. He said he's a big dog. I'm happy to engage, happy to talk about our beautiful Gianni dog. I went, yeah, he is. And he went, what's he, 45, 46 kegs?
Oh, mate, chuck on 20.
And my husband goes, nah, he's 58, sir.
Get in my belly.
And again, I'm still in this mode of this guy stopped his mower for us. He's a nice person. Yeah. He's just engaging with the community. And he went, oh, he's probably going to get diabetes. He should lose a kilo or two. And I literally was like, did you stop your mower 6 houses down to tell us that, sir? What concern of it is of yours?
Firstly, are you walking your pet cow? What is that thing?
Firstly, shut up. Secondly, is that adding any positivity to the world? No.
Hey, he's just trying to warn you that your dog could get diabetes.
Shut up about diabetes. He goes, just like people, cholesterol's an issue. Shut up, mate. Like, this guy would have been pushing 65. Like, clearly he's got nothing better in his life than criticising young families just going for it. We're going for a walk, for God's sake. He doesn't see me grate the Parmesan cheese on Gianni's dinner every night.
He's probably seen how much your dog's struggling to walk down the street.
He was fine.
And he's like, oh, God.
He was fine.
The ground was shaking. He's mowing the lawn. It's vibrating. That's why he turned the lawn off.
Lucky my dog speaks Italian better than he speaks English, and he didn't understand that. Otherwise, his feelings may have been hurt. Hopefully he's not listening now to you, Ducko.
You put a photo of a video up on your Instagram and you put your coffee cup on the top of your dog and you go...
Okay, listen, shut up.
You go...
He was wearing his harness and I did have a keep cup that I'd finished my coffee. I thought, I don't want to hold this anymore. So my husband very cleverly wove the keep cup through the loop of the harness.
And it was like a pack horse. And you go, look at this pack horse kind of thing.
Look at him like a Sherpa dog holding my gear.
And I swear, as soon as I saw it, I was like, oh my God, they've reached a point where he's got a little oxygen tank. Because he's so large. He's got a big oxygen tank. I was like, the poor thing.
Where were the tubes if it was an oxygen tank, ducko? Fool! Stop it! Do you know this guy? Are you in a club?
Mate, he's not wrong. What have I said about giving me a dog for a week, put on a diet, you know?
But also, you're not a stranger. So whilst it cuts me and my dog deep when you're so rude, this bloke, I walked away being like, WTF, why did you feel the need, sir? You are a stranger. Go back to mowing your garden, you... doofus. Like, I was so mad and it just made me scratch my head like, what is wrong with people? You don't know me. You don't get to comment on my perfect
I'm a big
bite.
Dog coming down the street.
Perfect. And a stupid dog, so friendly. I was like, attacco in Italian, obviously.
Oh, yeah, he gets that one.
But he didn't.
Just drools.
Didn't. Yeah, food. Tried to smell food on this bloke. He was licking him. I'm like, stop it, stop it. Anyway.
It took him ages to get to do his mowing again because the street was vibrating.
13.
Ah, it comes Johnny.
13, 10, 16.
I want my baby back, baby back, baby back, baby back, baby back.
Chili. Baby back.
13, 10, 60. What's the strangest interaction you've had with a stranger?
That is a strange interaction.
Where you walked away just shaking your head like WTF.
Why did you do that? Why'd you feel the need?
Why'd you feel the need,
Even
sir?
If it is informative to save your dog or...
Ducko will try and justify the stranger, just FYI.
Jess and Ducko. This is Jess and Ducko.
13, 10, 60, you're asking for your stranger interactions.
Yeah, have you had an interaction with someone that you don't know and you've just walked away shaking your head like, WTF, why did you feel the need?
Yeah.
I got stopped on the street. I was walking with my baby, my husband, and my... perfect dog.
Big dog.
Get in my belly!
Look, Rhodesian Ridgebacks are a large breed, but this dog happens to be 58 kilos. He is a large dog.
Chuck in parmesan and pasta every day and they'll get bigger.
He likes cheese.
Yep, they all do.
I am really up to date with my cheese tax payments.
You've got it. Oh, jeez.
Let me walk in, but shut up. This bloke stopped his mower from a kilometre away thinking, oh, he's being nice for the baby, for the dog even.
Yeah.
But instead, he stopped us to say, geez, that's a big dog. He's going to get diabetes. Could stand to lose a kilo or two. And I just shake my head like, why did you feel the need?
People are very entitled with what they think.
They are.
We posted this on our socials.
Which is where you can see a photo of the large dog, should you wish to see him.
The barrel. And Bree said, I'll stop by a lady who said, I had really scary European eyes. And then she walked away.
What?
And now I'm afraid to make eye contact with people.
Oh, Brie!
And then Wibby said, I had a lady come up to me and say, what does your tattoo say? Before I could answer, she said, mine says I love Pepsi. And then she walked off.
People are freaks, eh?
People are so weird. Listen to this one. Ange says, a random lady came up and stroked my arm because she wanted to feel my cardigan. She just said, don't touch me. And she walked off.
That's so weird.
It's so weird.
God, strangers. I mean, I'm all for a sense of community, smiling at people as you pass them on the street. But sometimes people cross the line, Ducko. Should we go to Shani?
Yeah.
Shani on 13, 10, 60. Have you had an interaction with a stranger that just left you going, WTF?
Yes, I have. Good morning, guys.
Good morning.
It gives me chills to think about it sometimes still. So I'm going to show my age. It was back in the day I was in the library. So before they had computers, it was just the card catalogue thing. So trying to find a book, going through the card catalogue, I'm like, can't find it. So I'm walking down the aisles, looking for this book. And then this lady just pops up at the end of the aisle that I'm in. And she goes, are you looking for blah, 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 said cover of book. And I'm like, yes. And she's like, here's the book. And just hands it to me. And I'm like, okay. And then she walks away. Like, just poof, disappears.
Wait, Shani,
and I'm
did
like,
she know what book you were looking for? Have you said it out loud?
I have no idea. To this day, no. To this
what?
Day, I have no idea. It gives me chills thinking about it. She wasn't even the librarian. She just popped up.
Drifted in.
Out of nowhere.
Who read your
gave
mind?
Me the book. Yeah, I don't know. It's so creepy. She gave me the book that I was looking for, the exact book. She just, I don't know. And then she... walked off.
And that's
disappeared.
Weird.
So creeped out, but thank you for the book.
Thanks for
thank
everything.
Thank you.
That's odd.
That's odd.
Yeah, Claudia on 131060. Claudia, strange interactions.
Okay, so me and my partner, we were at a club, pub, whatever, and we went to get some raffle tickets, and the lady selling them, she looked at me and my partner, and she goes, are you two married? And I was like, oh, no, like, we've been together for a year or whatever. And then she was like, oh, you two are going to make beautiful babies. And then that's it. Then she sold us our raffle tickets.
Well, does she want to get in bed with you two or something?
Mate, like, Claudia, it's clearly a compliment that you're hot.
Yeah, well, Claudia, do you and your partner ever, do you guys look alike? Do you ever get people say you look alike?
No, not ever.
I thought maybe sometimes, you know, partners that look like are meant to make really attractive kids.
Totally.
Well, it could be that, but no, this is just a freak saying.
So random.
She slipped her number in.
Claudia, it's just weird. Keep your opinions to yourself, even if they are positive sometimes. Emma on 131060, what's the stranger interaction you've had?
Morning.
Good morning.
I was at John Hunter with my 12-week-old daughter, needed to get an x-ray. Waiting in the waiting room. This was back when everyone was wearing masks. Some lady came up to me while I was standing up holding her and was like, sorry, I just have to. Took down her mask and then kissed my daughter's feet.
No.
What?
No, she didn't. Why?
I was just standing there. Everyone else was looking at me like, what the hell just happened?
Oh, my God. I know people have a sense of entitlement with babies because they're cute and gorgeous and people are drawn to them. But I've never heard of kissing a foot. That's weird.
It was just bizarre. Thankfully, the x-ray lady was like, oh, you're next. So I just ran away.
So you didn't say anything to her? Like, why did you do that?
What do you even say?
I was just in shock. I didn't even know what to say.
That's strange.
My mouth was open and not letting myself tell. I was wearing a mask.
Yes. I'm sorry. I just have to. See, maybe if this bloke who had stopped Gianni said, I'm sorry, I just have to, and kissed him on the head.
Well.
At least...
I'm gonna kiss because he might not be around for much longer. Goodbye, big boy.
I'm gonna start CPR now. Jess and Ducko. Ducko, can you believe it's been almost 4 years to the day since COVID was declared a pandemic? And I think what you just did there, every parent probably shudders at the memory of having to homeschool their kids when schools obviously got closed. Now, there's been an investigation recently as to whether that was the right call, because experts are saying having the schools closed for those long periods has messed up the students. We're talking distraction, issues with discipline in the classroom, and even school refusal. So we want to get to the bottom of it, and we go to former school principal and CEO of Real Schools Australia, Adam Voigt, joins the show. Good morning, Adam.
Morning, Jess. Thanks for having me. I was going to enter the conversation using words like pivot and unprecedented just to ramp up annoyingness around COVID. New normal, there's another one. We've got the trifecta now.
I have too many drinking games playing with that.
Totally, drinking bingo. Adam, when we look at New South Wales, I've got here in front of me more than 1.2 million students either learn remotely or had minimal supervision in schools. And teachers are coming out now saying some of the worst aspects of students returning now that life is back to normal. We're seeing school refusal, significant issues with discipline, distraction in the classroom, self-regulation has gone out the window. Have you seen that side of things? And do you point at the school closure affecting the kids now?
So the first part of this is, yes, we are seeing increases in the problematic behaviours that you're discussing there, Jess. Can we point them at lockdowns? I'm not exactly sure. I've often put to our teachers that I actually think that our kids are less affected by lockdowns than they are by an increase generally in broad community anxiety. Mm-hmm. I think our kids are bringing a backpack full of angst and anxiety with them every single day.
Do you think this would have happened regardless of COVID?
I think we'd be dealing with a lot of these issues regardless of COVID. Right. Would it be to the same extent? Possibly not. You know, so they are a little worse. But we had issues with increases in students who were truant, increases in students who were school refusing, increases in students who couldn't self-regulate before COVID. So these are issues that were already on the radar. My personal belief is that COVID kind of poked the bruise. It made it worse, but this was on our radar anyway.
Oh, there you go. So this investigation going, oh, whoever decided to close the schools, you've made these kids terrible. They can't learn. Adam's going, we were having issues long before.
It was coming. Yeah. Has it affected, on the flip side, Adam, has it affected the teachers post-COVID coming back from that?
Yeah, I think it has. I actually was talking to a principal about it this week, how I think that one of the things about the flip to kind of the remote learning environment is that teaching became kind of performative. You had to sit in front of a screen and deliver education, but just standing there and spraying the curriculum at kids and hoping some of it sticks is not what great teachers do. Mm. And I think teachers kind of found themselves when they came back reverting to standing at the front of the room, putting a PowerPoint on, reading the PowerPoint to the kids. And if you're a young person and you've got to do that six times a day in a secondary school and you're 15 years of age, it gets pretty boring.
Yes.
So I think that as teachers, we've got to stop and go, now what's a good time for a conversation about what does good teaching look like? What does getting the kids engaged look like? What does getting them motivated, you know, to be involved in their own learning look like? And I think that teachers will come up with some pretty good answers to that if they have that convo.
Is it, you might be able to answer this question, Adam, but is it educationally, is it changing the way students approach certain subjects, or are there certain subjects that are being not as studied as much or less passionate about due to sort of this ongoing, you know, anxiety and change in society as well? Are you seeing sort of a change in the learning?
Yeah, we haven't seen so much change in terms of subject selection. Schools have been working for some time now around programs like STEM and, you know, getting particularly our girls involved in sciences and mathematics to make sure that they have the same career opportunities that boys have. So we haven't seen so much change there. What we have seen is, you know, for particularly, and this has been pointed out by one of the panel members on this, is that the impact of COVID and remote learning has been particularly felt on kids who are from the lowest socioeconomic homes and go to the lowest socioeconomic school. So they were the schools the principals were frantically running around trying to make sure that they had an iPad in the home so that they could stay connected, and delivering iPads and dropping them on doorsteps so that these kids could make sure they've been dropping off dongles so they could access the internet.
Yeah.
They're the kids that we're most concerned about. And sometimes when we look at sweeping data, we don't actually see where the real opportunity is to support these kids. They're the ones who need the biggest help.
Yeah, you make such a good point. This study looks at, as I said, more than 1.2 million students, but that gap, that chasm between the top and the bottom end is so huge. We can't all paint them with the same brush, can
we? No, you can't.
That is really interesting stuff. Of course, if you need help with bullying, suicide, anxiety, you can always call the Kids Helpline on 1-800-555-1800 if this conversation has stirred anything up for you. But Adam, you make some brilliant points, and I hope that the people who need to hear this hear it, sort of thing. Thank you so much.
Thanks for having me, guys. Appreciate it.
That was the Jess and Ducko podcast. This is it. The new McCrispy. It's the next big thing. Try today at Macca's. Available after 10:30 a.m.